You're listening to Superpower Creatives on the Superpower Up podcast, the show that sparks the superpowers of musicians and artists to ignite change. All the little men,
will they get the chance to come back? Hello, this is David Dalmar, your host of Superpower Creatives, and you're listening to our episode, Music and Mental Consciousness. I believe everyone is a creator, and it's this inherent birthright that's the source of our superpowers. Stepping into this personal authority is scary, though. This show celebrates creatives that stay true to who they really are, making a living using their creative superpowers. The stories they share will excite and inspire listeners to do the same, making positive change in the world. I'm very excited and most definitely looking forward to talking with our guest for today's show. He's a light source of pure illumination for taking a fearless and bold stand for his truths, and essentially our own truths as people of this planet. His music is not only on a high level of goodness for how great it is, musically speaking, but it is on a whole other level to which is a path only he can blaze, like the way he does. Truthseeker is a hip-hop artist whose knowledge about esoteric and spiritual subjects are infused throughout the medium of music and lyricism. In his music, Truthseeker pioneers a new sound with rhythmic, mystic hip-hop beats. His music is the embodiment of his own spiritual encounters and supernatural experiences. Truthseeker has been influenced by the work of Manly P. Hall and has been inspired by greats like Jordan Maxwell, Santos Bonacci, and Michael Tazarian, who have also endorsed his music. The influence he has experienced from these spiritual and esoteric authorities and many others is apparent throughout the lyrics, as well as the meanings of signs and symbols. Truthseeker's message is of light, love, and overstanding. Truthseeker, hello, man. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me on, David.
Well, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. And also, just a big thanks for the transcendent and creative outreach your movement provides presence to in an ever-shifting matrix of half-truths and powerfully pulling back to uncover how it's stealing away people's purpose and love's potential to heal the wounded hearts of the collective. So you're standing up in a very big way for sure. Today we're talking about our show, Music and Mental Consciousness. To be more specific, what Truthseeker feels about using mental consciousness as he experiences it to communicate that awareness and inform through his music. So we'll get into answering that question. But first, we're going to ask this question, Truthseeker. It's probably the obvious one, but here it is. What is your creative superpower?
Being a creator.
Yeah, man.
That's definitely mine. Just I think you put it in a very beautiful way, and it's just been on my heart a lot lately, is just to understand that we are made in the image and likeness of a creator, a God, an intelligent being. And I think that the highest form of worship is when we step into our roles as creator and we create something too, that pretty much no matter what it is, that it didn't exist until we breathe the breath of life into it. In my case, it may be a song, it may be a video, it may be a podcast, something that didn't exist until we breathe the breath of life into it. So I feel like that's the highest form of worship and honor and adoration back to the life essence, God, whatever we want to call it, that place at which we've come for as being made in the image and likeness of that creator. So I've been stuck on that lately and just in awe of it. And when you create something, you bring it to the table, something that never existed. It's magical. It's really beautiful. And so for me, it's creating music and podcasts and videos and anything that has to do with creativity and thinking outside the box of mystical, paranormal, spiritual encounters and trying to articulate that through art. And I think it's beautiful.
Well, it is beautiful. And particularly as an artist, the way that you do your creating and as a creator, it is beautiful. And I love from what I've seen of your content, it's just so artistic in a sense of the quality and the intention and the the obvious awareness that goes into the detail of it is really impressive and inspiring for sure. As a fellow creator, I want to ask you this, Truthseeker. What got you started? Like, where were your beginnings with music, and how did that all sort of come to be for you in the early parts of you being knowing that you're here to be a creator, to create things, to create that magic for yourself and for other people? What was the beginning of that like?
Well, just always being a fan of music, fan of music. Always, you know, knowing that putting on that music can take you to another place, almost like watching a movie or something. You can have an encounter by listening to music. And if you're in a situation that you don't like, and I grew up with a, you know, pretty hard lifestyle, and you know what I'm saying, you know, coming from a broken home, so music was my escape. I got to journey to different places through music and experience different cultures through my music and stuff. So just early on, just being head over heels for music, being my place of escape. I remember one time I brought my CD collection to school. I was in high school. I brought my CD collection to school. It was in my book bag, and the principal found it. We weren't supposed to have that at school, and he took it. And I was in front of her. I started crying in front of everybody because this was like my escape.
Yeah.
They were taking, I mean, it was like 150 CDs.
Oh, man.
And I remember crying there in front of people, and I'm trying to hold back tears and like, look, it's just an object. You can get it back. But there's a connection there for me. Mm-hmm. And just being so much in love with music and with the escape of music, and then understanding the spiritual aspects of it, growing up, you know, getting into Christianity and understanding worship music and going to church services and stuff and seeing people worshiping God and being almost translated to another place, even when the music's playing, and seeing the power and the effect that music has over people in positive and negative ways as well. So being head over heels for music, I've always been moving towards that area, whether it's been playing in bands or trying to write my own songs. And you know, you start out and you just want to do it, you don't know where to start, and you know, pretty much you know, just writing a lot of songs and getting better and better at opening up, at sharing out those thoughts, creating ideas, and getting better at songwriting over the years. And so that's what I just knew, that it was going to be a part of my life, and I wanted more than anything to create music and play on stages and things.
Well, it's so beautifully articulated, and I'm curious, the church and Christianity and God, it is obviously, well, it's the core to everything, because we are in the image of the Creator, which is God. But how did you decide that you wanted to make that a focal point of your music? And in particular, the way, you know, your music is communicated with your own unique style. When was it that you, because, you know, you get started in music and you think it's got to be a love song, or, you know, it's got a lot of people, like I experienced that. It's like, it's got to be a certain way. It's got to be this way or that way to be commercial or to be successful, whatever. Mm-hmm. And but you've clearly said, you know, that for you, it's important that you speak about a God and you speak about the presence that has in your life. When did you decide that was how you wanted to express your art?
Yeah. So when I really got to a place where I was going to start working on music, I was a Christian at the time. So
yeah,
pretty much like, if you're going to be a psalmist or just be honest about your music and kind of using it as an outlet, you're going to sing about or write about the things that you're going through. And so the early stuff came as someone who just come out of a lifestyle of gang activity and drug use and things like that, coming out of that, getting in the church. So my music reflected what I was a part of at the time.
Gotcha. And
so it just kind of came with the, you know what I'm saying, naturally with the territory, but it also began to evolve as well, as I began to kind of get into politics a little bit and look up conspiracy theories, Illuminati, you know, these lyrics kept coming. I kept finding rhyming schemes. And so there was a bit of a disconnect early on as the music started to evolve a little bit with my my studies and my experiences. But so I kind of went through this thing as like, okay, do I just continue to do what's working at the time? I was traveling to large churches that would have me out to tell my story and do music. But I felt like if I was not, if I didn't write about the stuff that I was interested in, the stuff that moved me at the time, which was politics for a while and conspiracies, that I would be selling myself short. And I think to be honest before with myself, with the fans and with God, essentially, that whatever you're going through, to be able to write about that as being an outlet. So it went from just Christian rap. And I did that for, you know, some years, and then it got a little bit political. And then the spiritual ality started coming into it a lot more as I began to have more encounters and study other material. And so that stuff started coming out of my music as well. UFOs, aliens, meditation, those type of things. And so, you know, I've seen it shift over the years, but it's all about just being honest wherever you are creating that music.
I love that. I mean, it's, I find that so impressive and so valuable as an artist to see someone that, that is just so connected to that part of themselves where there's no inhibition. It's all about just being real and being authentic and just expressing what it is, where your interest is at the moment. And I really love that. And I celebrate that for sure, man. I'm curious, what type of fans, what type of audiences, are attracted to your music?
It's a wide range now, because like I said, I come from the Christian background, you know, so there's still those fans who are just, you know, diehard supporters and fans. And I talk about my faith in my music as well. So that's still there. It's maybe transformed over the albums, and it sounds a little bit more intricate and a little bit more detailed as any relationship evolves and ends.
For sure.
So that's there. So I do still have a large Christian fan base, but then like, as far as like the spirituality, that I think that's universal. I think the spirituality can transcend religion. So if people are into Christianity, or people are into Islam or Hinduism or lack of religion by any means, and they're just into spiritual practice, I kind of pull from all of those people, and I can be open and honest with who I am as a person, my doubts, my questions, and things like that. Being open, authentic, and vulnerable has paid off. Like once I've been okay with who I am, with all of that stuff versus, you know, religion, you kind of, you got to pretend like you have it all figured out. But being open, you know, it's almost, you know, you don't want to be vulnerable because you're like open for attack. You're open for ridicule and things like that. But as I begin to do that, I begin to see things open up for me and people be able to relate to me more versus I'm this this big artist or this big teacher or whatever the case is through music. And I've been able to see my fan base grow. And so it's a real eclectic following. It's really weird sometimes because I'm into philosophy. I'm into Christianity. I'm into Hinduism. I study everything. If it works, it works for me. I think that all life is beautiful. So if I was to share some of that stuff in my music, or maybe even a Facebook post or a tweet or something, you know, you have some of those people who are still in like a certain religion, or they believe a certain type of way. And the fan base is so eclectic at this point, you can't please everybody. So you have to just really put out what resonates with you and what your beliefs are and what you hold true to. And the people who are supposed to come, the people who are supposed to partake and eat from your plate, are going to show up and just believe that. And that's what it's been, but it's been constant growth and elevation over the years. And now that I'm doing it full time, it's just going insane, man. I'm really elated and just blown away at the reach and how much people are supporting and following my work now.
Well, I can feel it from you too. And it's definitely a good vibe to receive on the other side of the airways here, if you will. That's very, very awesome stuff. We need to take a quick break, and I want to explore further with Chusika into the powerful testimony he's offering and how listeners can expand their knowledge about the world and raise their own vibration for understanding of what the world is meaning for them. But before we do jump into a break, let's tell people where they can find out more about you.
Definitely. You can just type in Truth Seeker on Google, and wherever you consume media, if it's YouTube, if it's Twitter, if it's Instagram, I have a website, truthseeker.com. Just type that in and you'll find me everywhere. My podcasts, my music, everything is out there. So wherever you consume media, I'm there.
And you are too. It's so impressive. Well, true awesomeness here, for sure. All right, so we've been talking with Truthseeker today about music and mental consciousness. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue with Truthseeker on our high vibratory travels into these universal truths, and let you out there find new understanding through all this shared knowledge.
Are you here to change the world? Do you talk about things like vibration, frequency, awakening, and consciousness? Are you pretty sure you have superpowers? The Superpower Net is unlike normal coaching programs and conscious communities. We provide training, intuitive guidance, peer-to-peer learning, intensive one-on-one coaching, and a high vibrational network of people just like you. When you join the net, you get 24/7 access to a collaborative group of people who support you as you master your personal power and unlock your superpowers. If you are ready to use your superpowers to change the world, then join the Superpower Net today. Visit superpowerexperts.com/the net to learn more.
We're back. You're listening to Superpower Creatives. And today we're talking with Truthseeker on our episode, Music and Mental Consciousness. So Truthseeker, I'd love to circle back where we left off a bit, and I'm going to ask you this question: why do you do what you do with your superpowers?
It was something that's within me that was put there since birth. Like I've always wanted to do this. I've always wanted to be a healer. I've always wanted to help people, and it's been something that's always been there. But you know, as life moves on and we get jobs and families and stuff like that, sometimes that dream slips away. But I think for the majority of us, it's still there somewhere. And there's just been some books, there's been spiritual practice and things that I've done over the years that just has always helped me to hold on to that dream and to kind of encourage you to go back and recapture the dream. And so I was almost plagued with it. If I didn't do it, I felt like I would not fulfill my purpose here on this planet. So something that taunted me, you know, not doing this and or doing it part time or doing it on the side wasn't enough. I had to give it my all and I had to take that shot. I was working at a job where I was driving a truck for 10 years and I would still do music every chance I got, but I had to be a full-time employee. I had to be a full-time dad and a full-time husband. And many people, you know, I'm 30 years old. Many people would actually give up on their dreams. And I question that. When do you give up on your dream? When is it a pipe dream? When do you just invest in other people and just kind of give up on it because it doesn't look like it's going to come to pass? It's not going to come to fruition. And especially being able to make money on it. And I would look at it and you have all these odds against you. Looking at the way the music industry is changing, not a lot of people buy albums anymore. They rarely buy physical CDs. And the majority of the people are just downloading music illegally. And I'm able to see how people get to my website. I have an interest, but people are getting there looking up how to download my music for free. So there was kind of a dilemma there because I wasn't touring. I couldn't tour because I had this job and had to feed my family.
Yeah.
All of these things were against me, but through mindfulness, through meditation and spiritual practice, I knew that that was what I wanted to do. And I didn't want to be 60, 70, 80 years old looking back and say, what if I didn't try it? What if I didn't give it my all? Let me at least say that I did. So through some circumstances that lined up, I actually got released from my job after 10 years. And my wife thought it was a sign to go ahead and try this full time. I was getting to a place where literally it was taunting me. I wanted to do it. I didn't know how to make it happen. So we was like, let's just give it one shot. Let's just try it. Do what we got to do. Cut the bills back, whatever. Did have some income coming in from the money, from the podcast and through the music and stuff. But it wasn't enough to cover bills by any means. But I ended up giving it my all. And this was a year ago. Next month would be a year. And I've been doing this full time ever since. And everything, all of the stats, all of the support, all of the album sales, everything has been on an incline ever since I started to give it my all. But to have that courage to step out and do that, I had to go through a lot of testing and practice and knowing that this is what I wanted to do with my life. So I just encourage anybody listening to take that step of faith. If that's what you want, stop at nothing. Do not give up on your dream. Do not give up on your visions.
Wow, that's powerful, man. And I mean, at 30, you're still a young man, in my opinion. And to accomplish everything with a family and the hardships and the things you've done, and to be able to circumvent that and not let your dream go, but to thrive through that adversity. I mean, in today's world climate, that is not literally world climate, but in today's world atmosphere, with the way that the way politics and the way we have life thrown at us, it's really, really impressive, man. And I want to just congratulate you on that. It's inspiring to hear that. Well, speaking of challenges, what milestones or challenges have you experienced that have been like, you know, that single moment where you had a breakthrough, or it was this something that stands out where it redirected or recorrected or reframed something in a really big way for you?
Yeah, it would definitely be that loss of the job.
Okay,
You know, because you know, you kind of feel like you're in this, you're in like a dead end. You know, you're going to die here. You're going to retire, whatever the case is. And yeah, I would have never quit my job to like step out on a limb to pursue what possibly could be a pipe dream. You know what I'm saying? Mm. If I'm not able to bring in an income, if I'm not able to support my family, but dad's out here chasing these dreams. You know what I'm saying? So losing that job and my wife being on board with it and saying, hey, you should try it. I see what's happening to you. You're walking around here like a zombie. You're depressed. You know, all of it. You're tired. You're stressed out from work, you know. And so that was like the biggest thing. I would have never quit my job and say, you know what, I'm going to try it. I'm going to give it a shot with the income that was coming in, because it didn't match up at all. So that was the biggest thing of just being released. And I think it was all at a perfect timing. And it's still scary. It's still,
sure,
I'm still adjusting. I'm almost a year into it now. And but the increase and the impact and the messages and stuff like that, it makes it all worth it. Sometimes, you know, we want to take that big leap of faith and we got to jump. We got to do it. Well, sometimes we don't jump. Sometimes we got to be pushed out of that airplane. You know, we have to be pushed into our calling and stuff. But if that's what you want to do with your life, stop at nothing, man. Research everything. Be the best at it. Know everything about your craft, whatever it is you're creating, whatever it is you're bringing to the table. Study everything. I mean, I remember driving the truck for 17 hours a day, and I would listen to podcasts about podcasting, learning podcast etiquette, learning how to brand, learning all this stuff. And so while I'm there, I'm planting seeds. I'm doing things to create the future that I want for myself. And so all of these ideas and all of these things that we can do are practical things that everybody listening can do to create the dream and the life that you want for yourself and for your family.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's spoken from the true source there. And I know absolutely source is working through you in very powerful ways, as he just did there. And that very convincing fashion for those who might be thinking about leaving their dream and letting it die. Yeah. And they don't have to be doing that. And as a matter of fact, they shouldn't do that at all. Oh, so what's the current project that you have going on right now that's got you particularly excited? Something maybe that's in the works?
Well, yeah, I just released my latest album, Seer, which was 2 months ago.
Congrats.
My album, Seer. So it's the fourth installment of the more esoteric spiritual vibe. So I'm four albums in with this type of material. I'm about 10, 11 albums in just in total, but this type of album. Just released that. I'm working on my podcast and working on some new material now. So I just released the album and I'm already working on new stuff now. So I'm just doing what's working. And so the biggest thing for me has always been well, I say always, and once I understood it, it was consistency of being consistent. People listening to this, people who are into, you know, this podcast and similar ones, you're very creative. You have all of these ideas. And it's like, I had to learn the hard way. I have all of these creative ideas. I can start a podcast. I can start a band. I can start a website. I can do marketing. I can do all of this awesome stuff that if you were consistent and you stuck with it, some of it's going to pan out. Something's going to come from it. Hard work and consistency pays off. And so being creative, you have all of these ideas. And I've seen with myself and all of my friends, because they're all creative, like attracts like, we're the same type of people. They will come up with these awesome ideas on how they can make money or make a living doing their passion, but they would only do it for a week or two weeks or three or a month. And then after that month, it wouldn't, they're not doing it full time yet. So they would leave and go to something else. And hey, I got this other idea. Check it out. I'm going to buy the website. I'm going to do this. And then another month would pass and you're on to another opportunity or MLM or idea. And I seen what I was doing. I seen what my friends were doing. I was like, man, I have to be consistent. Whatever it is, don't give up. And I can feel my consciousness wanting to go to do other things. Uh-huh. All of these ideas that could work probably would if I gave them time. But we only have 24 hours in a day and we have to be able to balance our time. And so whatever it is you want to do, whatever you see yourself doing in the future, keep it in your mind's eye, keep conscious of it, write it down, write your goals down, all of these things. And as I begin to do that, I begin to see breakthrough in my own life of just being consistent, showing up. I've always podcasted. I've been podcasting since 2010, but it's always been off and on. It's been for a week here, 2 weeks. I booked 2 months worth of shows and then I'm done for 6 months. You know, these things. But it was when I became consistent with it. Everything, constant, like in the spirit, everything is moving. Everything is energy. Everything is growing. And now everything's growing. As long as all we have to do is show up, even when you don't feel like it, even when you're tired, even when you're bored with it for a week, whatever the case is, be consistent and continue to show up.
Yeah, that showing up is the biggest piece of it, for sure. And the consistency piece about it is so important. I'm curious as far as being able to play out and to play live for your audiences and your fans. How with the busyness of a family and you know the production of working on the music and your podcast. How are you in terms of being able to tour or to put shows on? So you can get on the stage and have that experience that is obviously such a important part for a musician as well.
Definitely. Right now, I'm not doing a lot of touring. I am booked for a couple gigs, and we're doing some stuff locally. As far as doing a tour, in the past I've had to turn down tours. I bet. Been asked to go do speaking engagements and travel and all types of cool stuff. But because I was working at that job and I didn't have an income, I had to turn all that stuff down. Mm-hmm. So now I'm in a position so that when it comes, I can actually do it. I've got people wanting to fly me all over the world now to come perform and things. And so I'm open to do that now. So I'm excited about what's ahead. I don't have a lot booked as of now, but we're moving into a place where we're about to start doing that. That's going to be the next thing. But over the years, you know, when I was doing the gospel music in the past, it was a lot different because we could actually be booked for a gig at a church and we just show up and there's 500 kids there. Huge audience to perform for, and we don't have to do any promo, any tickets, nothing like that. So we got spoiled early on, and so we just get, all these churches will pay us to come out, pay us good, and just all these people there. And now, since I'm not really doing the church thing or that kind of circuit, now locally, when we want to book shows and do the stuff ourselves, now we got to go out and sell tickets and hand flyers out and kind of do the grassroots promotion and kind of start over, especially when it's kind of weird coming from that place of, we just walk into a sold out show, essentially, right? All of the 500 people there, with no promo. So, it changes a little bit from where I was to where I am now. So we don't do as much. So when we do it, I don't want to do it back to back to back to back, because I feel like people get burnt out locally, but we're definitely about to go on the road. We're being beckoned to come out and do some shows and do some traveling. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that is exciting, and I can definitely feel the energy with what's down the pipeline for the next year for you, for sure. And I can relate with you. I mean, that's why I do keynote concerts, because it's like those built-in audiences. When they put the souls in the seats for you, that's a nice thing for sure.
Yeah, I got spoiled, man.
gives you the situation to experience from both sides and have that. Find that nice middle ground, which it sounds like you're hitting the sweet spot with how things are about to explode for you, which is so cool, man. Well, this has been a blast for sure. And before we close out the show, let's remind listeners where they can go once more to find out more about you.
Definitely. You can look me up at truthseeker.com, truth, S-E-E-K-A-H.com. All of my music, all of my podcasts, everything is on the website, merch, music, all that kind of stuff. And like I said, any form of social media, YouTube, all of that stuff's all over the web. So definitely send me a message. Let me know that you heard this podcast, and I love to commune with the audience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Truth Seeker, for joining me and being here. It's just been a lot of fun to co-create with you today in this space. Absolutely. And I just want to acknowledge your talented voice as an artist and your powerful message of, you know, truth, love, and light, and helping the collective, you know, together raise the consciousness of the people of this planet and to create a new day of togetherness that everybody can experience. So thank you for just everything that you are doing and the big way you are. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you for having me on, David. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. And well, I want to, of course, thank the listeners as well. And until next time, be bold, stay true, and unveil your creative superpowers.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today. I get up and I show.